I lounged on a deck chair, comfortable in an orange polka-dot bikini. A breeze fluttered the brim of my wide-brimmed straw hat. Unlike the sun, heaven's golden light never burns, but a lovely white straw is always flattering to a redhead. Oh, you're wondering about heaven. Heaven, Montana? Heaven, Florida? Not even close. I said heaven, I meant heaven. Quite possibly that calm statement either amuses or offends you. The worldly dismiss heaven as a fable. With kindly, condescending smiles or cold sneers, they refuse to face up to the hereafter. Their choice is to whistle while Rome burns. That's fine. They can tap dance until the curtain falls, but they mustn't expect to take any bows. However, I would be lacking in candor, never one of my failings, if I didn't frankly state that heaven is my customary residence. I am Bailey Ruth Rayburn, late of Adelaide, Oklahoma, population 16,234. My husband, Bobby Mack, and I were lost in a Gulf storm on Serendipity, our beloved cabin cruiser. Bobby Mack was and is a fishing fool. It was his determination to track a tarpon that led to our precipitous arrival here in the latter part of the last century. But we've never lost our love for the sea, sand, and serenity. Today, the Serendipity, as bright and fresh as on her launch day, rocked in a swell in turquoise waters. I enjoyed happy memories and admired Bobby Mack's muscular back as he struggled against the strength of a determined tarpon. Bobby Mack and I fell in love in high school. I was a skinny, red-headed sophomore, and he was a black-haired, laughing senior. We are still in love and having fun a lifetime and beyond. He's definitely the handsomest man in heaven, but most of all, I treasure his boisterous eagerness. Bobby Mack never met a steak he couldn't eat, an oil well he wouldn't drill, or a beautiful woman he didn't notice. Of course, he always assured me I was the loveliest of all. What a guy, then and now. I was content, drowsing in the golden light, enjoying the gentle rock of the boat, occasionally waving to friends and other boats, feeling quite sublime. A telegram sprouted from my hand. I knew at once the telegram must be from Wiggins. Who else still tapped a teletype to make contact? Wiggins had sent me a telegram. Nicely enough, in heaven, there's never a need to wait. A message arrives at once. A friend remembered suddenly appears. Wherever you want to go, there you are. Solitude is yours if you wish. Companionship is available instantly. In need of spiritual rousing, Saint Teresa of Avila strides along a mountain path, smiling, talking, welcoming everyone. Ready to laugh? Lucille Ball and Desi Arnaz's new skit is as funny as their long-ago movie about the vacation trailer. Want to perfect your culinary skills? Julia Child's kitchen is simply heavenly, and her reminiscences of World War II derring-do riveting. You suddenly recall your childhood friend who helped you staff a lemonade stand on hot August days. Why, there she is, smiling, arms wide. Perhaps you always wanted to play the piano? Fingers flying, ragtime pounds. I jumped to my feet. Bobby Mack, a telegram! I tore open the yellow envelope, read aloud, my voice rising in eagerness. Urgent delivery to Bailey Ruth Rayburn. Skullduggery afoot in Adelaide. Come at once if interested. Wiggins. At the bottom of the telegram was Wiggins's special stamp of a shiny silver locomotive bearing the legend, Department of Good Intentions. Bobby Mack held tight to his bending rod as he looked over his shoulder. "Are you sure, sweetheart? You had quite a challenge when you helped Susan Flynn." I flapped the telegram, dismissing the past. "Everything will go better this time." Wiggins, who can be a bit stiff, had actually unbent with an approving smile after my last mission to Earth. Bobby Mack grinned. "What are the odds? You have a talent for trouble." I blew him a kiss and zoomed away. Bobby Mack understood. He couldn't resist the lure of fishing. As for me, I was already excited. Skullduggery. How heavenly.